Shoes.
Recorded live.
Alrighty. I gotta get used to using this talk show thing. let's start the show. This is the Karate Shot Radio Show.
This show contains mature content. Listener discretion is advised.
Let us play the pimp's prayer, Lord.
And that's not the one I fucking wanted. Alright, hold on.
This show contains mature content. Listener discretion is advised.
Fuck me.
This show contains mature content. Listener discretion is advised. Two New York City guys started a radio show, determined to piss everyone off. I showed them a mirror in society's day, they kick it in the balls. I introduce you, Louis B, Benny Carnero, the bad boys of BTR. This is the Crotch Shot Radio Show.
Yeah, now I'm trying to get my co-host on the air. This is the Crotch Shot Radio Show, our first live show on a new home on TalkShoe. Still trying to get used to some of the kinks. Freaking trying to unmute him. What the hell? It's not letting me unmute him. Alright, I guess I gotta fucking wait for him to be unmuted. Is he calling me? They're calling in, Benny. Fuck's sake. Anyway, yeah, this is the Crotch Shot Radio Show. We are the most offensive show on the net, which is why, the reason why we are on our new home on TalkShoe. We have, you gotta freaking dial the freaking pin. You see the pin there? Just, you gotta dial it. Then it'll let you in. You got the. That's how they get people to call in. I don't know. Yeah, it's stupid. Yeah, my co-host is trying to call in right now. So while we're waiting, we're gonna play some music because every Saturday we play unsigned artists. So this is Fledge Fan with Tasty Bitch on TalkShoe. This is the Crotch Shot Radio Show. was the song Bread Fan. Tasty bitch. Check him out, myspace.com/breadfan. Still waiting for my co-host to figure out talk to. We got Motley. What up, Motley? Hey. Alrighty. I'm getting freaking. Vote for her. Oh crap! All right. Things come off on my map. Enough for kids. Hey. Yeah, Molly, can you explain the pin thing to Benny? Because he. We played radio show. I know Christmas is. Hey. Have you started thinking on how you're going to decorate your Christmas? Sure, we all have. But, do you really want to go with the old star on top of the Christmas tree? Each fetus is made from 100% natural aborted baby fetus from the hood of New York City. Yes, these are minorities, which will match the multi. They all come with a rope wrapped around their necks for easy hanging. Because these fetuses were denied life, doesn't mean you should deny having a beautiful baby. Each fetus costs $19.95 plus shipping and handling.
Holy shit!
I guess. Me. Anyways, if anybody that's listening to the show now, we're live. Check us out. The number is 724-444-7444, extension 83980. Waiting for people to call in. Holy crap. Down. Oh, God. Molly, can you call in? Because I don't know. I think Benny just freaking quit on me. He just quit on me. I think he, so much for a two-hour show. Your mom's sleeping? Oh, crap. Yep. We're going to have to take some time to knock the bugs out. Here on Talk You before we get start getting crap done around here. All right, we got Benny back. Hopefully he'll try calling in again. I don't know what's so hard. Like his Italian ass never learned how to use a fucking phone before. What is this thing? What do these buttons do? Boop, boop. Oh my goodness. We only use pigeons to send messages back in old country. Alrighty. I'm gonna try to play some music. Motley, tell me if you give Motley, tell me if the music is coming through clear. Maybe I'm playing it too freaking loud. That's probably the reason. Lowering it and let's try this again. Let's try to play some music. This is Five Coat with Through the Unseen on the Crotch Out Radio Show. Five Cases of a Tragedy, their song having a Crotch Out Radio Show. Finally got my co-host, Benny Carnelli, is on the line.
Hello? Yo. Yo. What the fuck is wrong with the audio?
Audio?
I don't know.
It sounds all fucked up.
Okay, the fuck if I know.
What?
The fuck if I know.
Oh, is it fucking talk show or something else?
It is talk show.
Damn, this shit fucking sounds okay. Like shit.
What?
I don't
know. What? Talk.
What?
Talk.
I can't hear nothing. Sounds like I'm fucking talking,
Oh, he can't hear me.
No, it's like you come in and out. Like, I don't hear nothing. It's like I'm in the woods, and then all of a sudden I hear, like, a fucking centipede or something.
How the fuck does Justin do it? Holy crap, Aroni.
What?
Benny, your audio is fine. I think it's me.
Oh.
How about now? I mean, because I think it was because I was on the wave out mix to play music, and I got to freaking switch from that to microphone, from that to microphone.
Okay.
Am I sounding better?
Yeah, it still is not clear, like, you know, you actually talking to somebody. It's like you're breaking in and out. It's like you're going through a tunnel.
God damn it. Fuck it, I don't know what the fuck I'm gonna do.
Even when you play the music, it was sounding all choppy.
Shit. Fuck.
I'm gonna hear it once we hear the recording or whatever, the download.
Well, I mean, we'll see. But anyways, let's just introduce ourselves. We got Thomas and we got Motley in the room, as you can see. So. Fuck. Anyways, the reason why we came to be on Talk To You, because we were on Blog Talk Radio, which is another platform where we used to do our show. We were getting very successful. We were getting a lot of people listen. But we had a lot of haters. You can chime in, Benny.
What?
Yeah. Are you
listening? Yeah, it's like you're fading in and out. I can't.
God damn it. All right, I'm calling on the fucking. I have to call in.
I feel like I'm in outer space.
All right, shit. This is not going to work. I'm not going to be able to play music or my bits. Oh, fuck me. Bullshit. There has to be something I'm doing wrong here. I'm like a friggin'
life. So.
Fuck. Damn it.
Fix it later. Just call in for now and then we'll fucking figure something out.
Yeah. All right, start talking to the people. I'm going to disconnect and call on the cell phone.
What a fucking faggot. Hope you never fucking get through.
Okay, I'm back. How does that sound?
What the fuck, man? Fucking house is a fucking mess. Can't stop. Oh, it's a fucking bitch.
Oh, God.
What a fucking bitch, this one.
Much better. Oh, okay. Alrighty, so, I mean, now we are. I mean, I'm not going to be able to freaking play music. I think we are gonna have to freaking try not live. Oh well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That one.
Hell. Oh well.
Who is Thomas I anyways? Who the fuck is it?
He's not I am and you, yeah. Anyways, like I was saying, the reason why we came to be on Talk Show because we had a lot of fucking haters on Blog Talk Radio. Bunch of Nazis over there, bunch of fucking Gestapo. They kept saying that we kept getting complaints.
Complaints that didn't even match up. Like it was like, oh, somebody said this, but why would that matter? You know what I'm saying? You remember how? What did he say that you said? That fucking idiot.
Yeah, he said I was gonna let's kill John Sweet. Let's kill. We were saying.
No. Besides that, I'm talking about remember the first time we got in trouble and we had that little phone conversation?
Oh, yeah. Because basically I said in the chat room that I was going to kill a nigger. And, of course, it was taken out of context because, they pick and choose who they're going to go after.
Pick up the ball. You can talk now.
What?
Yeah, what? Are you listening to the show?
Yes, I am fucking listening. Don't just, stop out of nowhere. You, stop out of nowhere and expect me to do... What do you want me to do?
Just, I'm, expecting you to jump in. We're having a freaking conversation here.
Yeah, you're taking control of it. What's the fucking problem?
Oi.
What, are you that insecure that you... What do you need me to say? Oh, yeah, yeah, what? Yeah, yeah, all right, yeah, oh, really,
How you being a dick today?
Yeah, Feel like you're like a fucking bitch. I'm gonna let you talk and just put the phone down. Fucking weak bitch.
Shut the fuck up.
Just tell the real story about Blog Talk.
I am telling the story about fucking Blog Talk.
I'm full of shit.
I'm telling you they're fucking full of shit because I did say I was gonna I said I was gonna kill a nigga in the fucking chat room. Got a call from the freaking management. We basically I told him to go fuck himself, and then he let us keep our show for another week until we started freaking goofing on his ass. People got fucking spies informing on you. I don't know how it is on TalkShoe. I hope it's not the same way. I hope they don't freaking try to run us out of fucking TalkShoe for basically speaking our minds, speaking what comes naturally.
Well, honestly, TalkShoe already looks faggoty. I just typed in a message through the fucking chat room and didn't even go through. Shouldn't have fucking clunky. I just fucking typed in a message on TalkShoe in the fucking chat room or whatever, and it doesn't
even
go through.
It works. Look. It went through.
No, I just did three of them and nothing.
Oh, Guess 4 got kicked out of spy school.
Out of what?
Guess 4 just got kicked. She's she's not a spy. I just get kicked out of spy school.
Oh.
And, yeah, I'm just manipulative, Motley said. Yeah.
See, I don't see none of that shit. What the fuck?
You got that gay ass,
No, it's called this clunk ass bullshit. Call this shit Talk Jew.
Talk Jew.
What the fuck is wrong with this shit? I have nothing running that I can't fucking operate this shit. Yeah, this shit's mad fucking gay. This is like fucking MySpace. You turn on MySpace, it shuts everything down. Is this the same fucking practice? Fucking gay ass shit. I wonder why Justifoons is on this shit. Yeah, it fucking froze my computer.
Oi.
I told you this talk, Jew. You just said fucking oi. And not oi is in Spanish meaning today. Oi is in I'm Jewish. What the fuck, man? I don't know how we're going to have a music show with no music.
Wait a minute. What the fuck? Yeah, I know. Yeah, your thing just dimmed. I'm trying to allow you to chat.
Yeah, and my shit fucking just crashed.
Ladies and gentlemen, it looks like we're going to Now Live.
Yeah.
Says Benny, he says you logged out.
I didn't do shit.
It could be your computer. You got a lot of fucking viruses, man. You need to put a condom on your computer before you go on the internet. A lot of fucking dirty bitches out there. Crack whores.
Including yourself.
Hey, I'm clean. Just ask
you. You know, we even rely on the skits, too. That's just fucking dumb not to. Kind of fucking corny bootleg fucking VH1 produced bullshit is this? Who sponsors Folk Shoe? What's his last name? Libowitz? Who do you think's making all? Now I'm gonna sound like a anti-Semitic conspiracy.
Yeah, you're gonna sound like Prothink. That dude that called in our show on the other platform, basically saying the Jews did 9/11, the Jews this, the Jews that, the Jews control everything. God damn, it's a lot of hate.
At least he was a pretty decent guest, though. We should have him on again.
No, he ain't talking to my ass.
Why not?
Because I told him to give me proof, and he didn't want to give me proof, so I cursed him out.
That's why you don't get laid.
Yeah, well, I wanted proof. What?
Completely missed that, right?
What? How's that? I want proof that you're a woman. No, the vagina isn't enough. It could be man-made.
Probably what you do.
What?
It's probably what you do, you fucking faggot. A fucking beaner?
I ain't no damn beaner. Oh, God.
Damn
it,
that's like a half an hour to 45 minutes of material lost. That's really 2 hours of talking. This is not a good sign.
Should I just call it a day and just try freaking on, yeah.
I don't know. It's just, no, but seriously, if you, like, for all the listeners out there, you gotta see it from our perspective. Very difficult just to come up with 2 hours of shit talking. And
yeah.
Then, like, if we don't, you know, our music gives us a break, it gives us, like, time, you know, it all makes sense. You don't have to be a marketing fucking major to understand that. And then the skits are very well thought out.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very racist in nature.
Yeah. Not all
hilarious.
Of them. They're not racist. Not all of them are racist.
Fuck you, you fucking spick. They are.
You fucking
spick. You buy the Crux of Radio.
Yeah. Okay, now it's time for me to say who I want to throw in the oven, which racial group I want to throw in the oven by alphabetical order. Albanians, Algerians, Alaskans. Alabama.
Alaska's a state, you idiot.
Yeah, well, what do you call the people from Alaska?
I don't know.
Alaskans?
Alaskans. Alaskans?
Yeah. Yo, this is so tight. She was like, let me slap her Alaskans.
Alabamans? What a fucking joke, Joe Biden and Obama. Oh, my God. Whenever will you see a black tell a white what to do? That's how you know the world's coming to an end. I really was listening to them two idiots talk. I was so depressed. I was like, and I swear to God, I'm sticking to my guns. If that motherfucker, not the other idiot, you know, it doesn't matter who's who, they're the same. If them motherfuckers go to the White House, I swear to God, you won't see me for 4 years. I'm not kidding. I will not put up with this country voting someone in just to flirt with the idea that the person's not white. I don't see what that achieves. Jackie Robinson was the first, you know, to get into baseball. Did that change anything? No. They use more steroids and baseball's more corrupt now more than ever. Tiger Woods placed the fucking golf. Who gives a fuck? I'm telling you, it doesn't do anything.
No.
It doesn't solve any problems. So what the fuck is the point of him fucking being president just based on that?
And plus he sucks. He's another fucking, he's a black Bush. That's
no,
pretty
not
much what
even.
He is.
At least he's defined. He's not defined. So he's not even a Bush. At least, you know, Bush is an idiot, doesn't like Arabs and doesn't like gays. I can respect that if I know who you are. Who the fuck is this idiot? You don't know one damn thing he's about. Every week, he's always yapping about something. And when he goes up, he's always like, yeah, my brother and this and that. Like, he's fucking talking like he's from the street. You're going to be in charge of 300 million people. One of the biggest countries in the world. And you talk like that? Are you fucking serious? No, seriously, are people on fucking drugs? Is crystal meth that big? You know crystal meth is like coming around really hard, right? Now I know why. Yeah. This motherfucker. And that's why they're voting like this. It's so ridiculous. It's like, oh, we love Obama. We love Obama.
You know, seriously, the shit that I don't like about him, which is like, should be a major thing, he doesn't salute the flag. He doesn't want to have the American flag on him. In fact, he took the American flag off his jet to put that fucking stupid symbol he got there.
Which one? The one like Prince?
The circle, yeah.
Little red Corvette.
I'm gonna party like it's 1999.
Does Obama know when doves cry?
No, but he sure knows how to purify his soul in the waters of Lake Minnetonka.
In a what?
Oh, fuck you. You never seen The Color Purple?
Oh, I thought you said Minnehunky. I was like, what?
Minnetonka. I make a freaking reference to a Prince's movie, The Color Purple. You have to purify your soul in the world. There's a late Minnetonka.
The Color Purple? Isn't that an Oprah Winfrey
movie? What the fuck? What the fuck is that nigga?
Get your black movies together. Purple Rain, you idiot.
Purple Rain. Chocolate Rain.
The color chocolate.
Chocolate Rain.
That's what they...
Out my window. Chocolate poopy. Out my car. You don't know where this chocolate can rain. Smells like poopy. Charlie and the Perfect Chocolate Rain. The Motley set. Thomas. Oh, sorry.
Who the hell is Thomas? Is that the one from the Muffins? The Thomas Muffins? You know what I'm talking about?
No. He's Thomas the Tank Engine. Thomas the Train Tank. What the fuck? I don't know. But it was cooler when you had George Carlin as Mr. Conductor. Look, Thomas was a fucking asshole. And he liked to eat cunt.
Oh, did you hear there was that football player that really said cunt on national TV?
Was he talking about his mom's?
No, he's talking about yours. No.
Hey,
in all seriousness, he really, because he was
only
trying
on
to take...
Sundays.
What?
Only on Sundays.
I heard also all the days of the week.
Yeah.
It alternates. But, he really...
At least my mama isn't cheap that she fucking turns her freaking sanitary pads inside out just so she can use the other side.
Oh, that ruined my dinner. It's going to have meat sauce. Ugh. There goes my dinner. Oh, fucking lunch.
Twat is a funny word, Motley said. Yes, twat is a funny word. But I like to combine twat and cunt and come out with a new word, hybrid word, twunt.
Twunt was a...
Twunt. You're a fucking twunt. two times the word. Fun.
Look, dick face, I'm trying to tell my story. So anyways, he really said...
I told you already. Goddamn, quit your beaching. You're beaching. What the fuck?
Hold on a second.
Okay. Yeah, hold on. Yeah, he's gonna go beat off. It's gonna be an epic tale of love, desire, and gay sex. Jester Tunes, Benny Carnero. Twent Day Out. Rated NC-17 for hot anal pounding action. Hi, I'm John Fontaine, the voice of movies. There was a guy who's the hot dogs in West Hollywood. Don't chop him up. What am I, a change purse? He never was able to cook hot dogs. No, don't cook them. They get soft. Frozen hot dogs. Rated NC-17. Ladies and gentlemen, if you want to meet Motley, she's going to be at the Fredericks Hollywood in North Hollywood on Tuesday, buying some sexy lingerie for Louis B. and to model for Louis B.
No.
She has humongous boobs. Hello?
No.
Yeah.
But fuck, man. I have no privacy today. I got everyone up my fucking ass, man. Fucking days like today, like, makes me wish I lived on my own. We should really put out an ad, like, for if someone needs fucking roommates. We don't eat much. Well, at least I don't eat much. Can't say the same for Louie.
Hey, I like a good meal. Yeah, Motley does have the hugest boobs.
Oh, she
I
does?
Just,
wait,
yeah,
how old is she? Is that that young one?
Young ones, run free. She's 19, I think.
How old?
19. Don't worry, she's good. But the thing is, she's like 10 drinks away from... Oh, she's 19. Yeah, she's 19.
She's 10 drinks away from one.
Where I need her to be.
For yourself or for her?
For my... Hey, I'm pretty
I'm
hot.
I'm just saying. I don't know
who's
drinking. This is,
I'm hot, yes.
Who's drinking... What? You said 10 drinks.
No, she's drinking the 10 drinks.
So that you'll look better?
Or she'll be so passed out that it wouldn't matter how I look.
I think it's the 10 drinks so that you'll look better.
Ooh. She got the link in the room. We're going to take a look at that hair link. Yep. That's how daddy likes him.
What?
Daddy,
what the hell are you looking at?
She sent the picture. That's how daddy likes them. That looks like a fun meal. That's like a Big Mac.
What the hell are you looking at?
She put a link in the room. See, if you were logged in instead of with the gay ass computer that like, oh God, it's too hard. And she's putting in more pictures. And Louis B's gonna take a look at them. And because those are some fantastic boobs. Yeah. Motley, yeah. She'll get raped in a heartbeat. She don't know the world do to her. Skeet, 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 skeet. She don't know.
Fucking computer.
Yeah.
God, what the fuck is wrong with this shit?
Yeah. Nah, actually, last night I had like a fucking debauched night last night. Went to a strip club. Damn near had the stripper actually gave me a blowjob.
What are you lying for?
I'm not lying. She gave me a blowjob.
That means she would have to found it first, or find it. That would have been on National Geographic.
Yeah, but when they do, they actually come and want more, except for your... Holy shit! Except for your ex-girlfriend that left you for that black man.
You talking about FEMA? Not talking about me.
I'm talking about you. Damn, she got... That's like freaking... That's like the Grand Canyon of fucking cleavage. That is fucking fantastic. Motley's boobs are insane.
Bigger
than I need to see a nip. I need to see a nip.
Wait, bigger than yours?
Much bigger. And
that's
no hair.
Bigger.
And no
oh.
hair.
Yeah, I was going to tell you about that.
Yeah.
That's sexy. You need to trim that.
Yeah. Take one for the show. Don't worry, we won't post it anywhere. It will just be for our basement. Or at least something in like a bikini, thong, some lingerie. something hot, something see-through. Oh, my bikini broke. That's okay. Yeah, no, but then, so I got a blowjob at the strip club by this Russian chick. I'm not lying. No lie. Granted, I had to pay $140.
Yeah, okay, Pinocchio.
Why?
I could just smell the lie coming out of you. You don't even have $100.
Nah, this is like one of those underground places. I told you. You knew where I fucking went.
What, in your backyard?
Yeah. With your mother. She gave me the bill.
If it was your backyard, it would have been the backup singers to Ricky Martin.
Ricky Martin had some chick backup singers, so that'd probably work.
Alright. Let me rephrase that. You had the backup singers' grandmas.
No, you already fucked up the joke.
No.
And damn it, and you're lucky I can't fucking play that sound clip. You're fucking lucky I cannot play that sound clip. This is some bullshit, you know?
This is why talk shoes suck.
And I still found a way.
Oh. What was my last word? Yeah, you really need to stop.
Yeah. Who just exploded? No, nothing exploded. Freaking Benny just had to car crash himself for a lame joke. It's a rule on the Crotch Out Radio Show.
Ooh.
Perpetuated by FEMA.
Yeah, I swear to God, if she moves to Jersey, I hope she moves to, like, Jersey City so I can hop on a train and see her. And, yeah.
What are you so desperate for? You're worse than them housewives on Channel 7.
Well?
You're worse than those housewives on Channel 7. Why are you so desperate?
I'm not desperate. I just like vagina.
Yeah, but it doesn't like you. Unfortunately for you, it does not like you.
Boundbrook.
I don't like buttholes like you either.
Boundbrook. Move to Jersey City, so that way all you got to do is hop on a train and go to New York City, and it's easy. You know? Bless you, my son.
I'm allergic to bullshit. Makes me sick.
Oh, so I guess you sneeze all the time when you're by yourself. Because your life is bullshit. Oh, to join a band. What is this, the big boot or the big titty club? The big titty committee? My friend Kalan wants me to join his band as a singer. Ooh. Ooh. Yeah. I would make her moan. Yeah. Yes. So. Anyways, yeah, you got some shit written down by how pissed off you are?
Who?
You!
No.
No.
I don't take notes.
What the fuck
am I going to write about? I just think about things. And it just comes to me naturally. Like how fucking gay my computer is. I'm trying to log back into that shit.
Hello, this is XP Technical Support. I am Joe. How can I help you?
Yeah, I'm having a problem with my computer.
Okay,
and,
sir. Please tell me the model number of the computer in which you are calling for.
Okay, it's A is in Alex. I don't know. B.
What the fuck no-name bullshit is that?
Sir, I really purchased this from Circuit City. I got it on sale.
No, you purchased it from Suck at My Titty.
Sir, you know, you, is it custom in your country to speak like that?
Is it custom for me to kick your ass?
Okay, look, I want to talk to somebody else.
Okay, please hold. This motherfucker, this fucking guinea, don't know how to use his fucking computers.
What?
Hello, how are you doing? This is the manager. My name is Joseph.
Yes, Joseph. I don't know who I was speaking to earlier before, but they was very rude and disrespectful. What? And he even called me a guinea.
Look here, motherfucker. Look here, you faggot fuck. We don't take kindly to your kind here. What the fuck is wrong with your computer? Let's get this over and done with so I don't have to deal with your fucking ass anymore.
Okay, fine. If you want to be like that, then I want to talk to your manager. Or whoever manages you.
I am the king shit. I am CEO. I am God up in this motherfucker. King Kong ain't got nothing on me.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was a Training Day reference. A Training Day reference. Now we bring you back to our regularly scheduled schedule.
Quit fucking laughing at me. Quit laughing, you son of a bitch.
Oh, shit. Oh my God, that's funny. I came out of left field. I wasn't even expecting that. Holy shit, comedic genius, man. They don't understand. That's fucking gold. What the fuck is wrong with my computer?
I don't know. You too busy touching yourself.
Nah, you know what? It's always those Indians. I'm going to see if I can get some Asian technical support. Hold on a second.
Have you tried rebooting it? Have you tried turning on your computer on and off?
Wait. I want to see if this Asian technical support's going to pick up. Hold on.
Okay.
All right, let me dial again. Hold on.
Hello, how can I help you? My name is Stephen Jones. How can I help you?
Wait, you don't sound Asian at all. You sound Indian. Is that Asian technical support?
Look, I just go wherever the money is. Stop busting my balls, okay?
I'm calling Jewish technical support. I'm hanging up.
Oh, fuck you.
Look, I don't understand this. All right, fine. I'm going to call Jewish technical support. Hold on a second.
All right.
It's going to take a while. Fucking all these digits to Israel. Hold on. Okay.
Hello.
Hello?
I can't fucking do a fucking
No, you didn't have to do it like that, you moron. You know, hello, how are you doing?
Hello.
You know that,
hello.
You fucking...
All right.
You
like,
fucking
shit,
moron. Now I gotta redial this shit.
Oh,
fucking right. 28 digits to Israel. Hold on.
Yeah. Fuck. Like, I'm supposed to be... Like I know how to fucking do this shit.
The rate of unwanted black people ages of 11
to 17.
You know that is?
Here's a
problem.
Is there a pedophile? We gotta find this
Indiana Jones.
Are you a business owner?
Seen a grown man naked?
Have you?
Excuse me, but I do believe that's
an
ass.
It did.
The phone lines are going berserk.
Yeah, that's not what I'm looking for.
What are you looking for?
I will fuck you up.
They should keep their mouth. What the fuck is
that? Hey, that's pretty good stuff.
Yo, son, this is Compton. Compton Technical Support. How can I help you?
What?
What? Why don't you try technical support in fucking East New York? In Bay Ridge. Try Bay Ridge Technical Support.
4-4-5-4-2-3-4-4.
Yo, what you want? How you doing? How can I help you?
Yeah, my computer's not working.
What's wrong with it? What you got? What you need? Nah, come on, hurry up.
I don't know. I purchased this computer from Circuit City, and it's not.
You don't want to. You know what? That's where your first fucking mistake. There's nothing but gooks run that fucking place. You want to go to freaking this guy? You know, I know a guy. He'll give you a good price on a computer. He'll freaking take that, work it up, bust it upside your head, and it's working like no.
sir. You sound very aggressive. I don't appreciate your...
Look, you want your computer fixed so you could go surf a porn or not? Come on. Time is money.
I don't know. I'm not... What are the fees?
The fees are... Freaking shove the damn computer up your ass. Get your nice new one. Shine it up. Shove that one up your ass. Then we got it working. It's bada bing, bada boom. You know, well, let's get this here done, all right? I don't got all day. I got to go and fuck your moms in 2 minutes.
You fucking dick.
Well, excuse me. Look, was I disrespectful to you? Look, you're getting me for nothing.
Fucking De Niro and Pacino are making a new movie. What a fucking joke.
Righteous Kill.
What the hell is going on with America? If that's a new movie and they're hyping it up in like Time Magazine and Daily News and all this other bullshit, they're like, oh, it's a great film. What is seriously wrong with this country? What the fuck happened? Did I fall asleep for 3 years?
Yeah. I mean, my thing is, when was the last time you freaking saw De Niro and Pacino in the same movie?
Godfather.
All right, then. Well, it's been over 30 years. I want to see some more De Niro and Pacino in the same movie.
Yeah, now it looks like they're fucking working for a paycheck, not to fucking create art. It's a joke, bro. It's really a joke. I was watching today Planet of the Apes.
Yeah.
Which they're making a new sequel. Have you heard about the new sequel to Planet of the Apes?
What? The Marky Mark one sucked balls.
No, there's a new one coming out, 2009. It's a new Planet of the Apes.
Really? What? The damn guy who lands in Harlem?
How did you know? That's the whole plot of the movie. He doesn't know he's in Harlem.
Get your paws off me, you damn dirty niggas!
So, yeah, it's called Planet of the Apes Return to Harlem.
Yeah.
I heard it's pretty good.
I freaking saw that joke coming, motherfucker.
Well, I'm glad you seen it, fucking Lou. Oh my god, Nostradamus, whatever.
Yeah, man, now you're the mooshmouth.
Mooshmouth?
Mooshmouth.
Mooshmouth,
yeah.
You fuck.
I know.
So anyways, in the new movie, Planet of the Apes Return to Harlem, I you know who's gonna be in it, right? Samuel Jackson.
Oh, Daniel Jackson.
The hardest working black ever in history. That guy does, like, more work. That one black guy does more work than his entire race.
What about Will Smith?
Yeah, he works hard, too.
Hey, he's a rapper / actor.
And a set of ears. He's always making that stupid yell. I would love to fucking punch him in his face when he does that. Ooh, ooh. Like, every time I see him, I hear that from the fucking Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. I fucking hate that monkey bastard. I never liked Will Smith. He's untalented. He's not funny. I told you, his fucking ears look like he has satellites on the side of his head.
Yes, but he thanked Jada Pinkett.
But what? She's fucking mad whack anyways. And she's black. Since when has a black chick been good looking? Oh, now we're really going to test talk shoes out. Yeah.
I repeat that.
When has a black chick ever been good looking? Yes. I said that. Crotch Hot Radio fucking approves of that message. Yes.
Yeah, all right. Let's test this out some more.
Testing.
All right. Me. All right. Albanians, oven. Algerians, oven. Oven. Gooks, oven. Get in the oven. Dagos, get in the oven. Spigs, get in the oven. Crackers, get in the oven.
Remember that toy? No, there was a toy called the Easy Bake Oven.
Yeah.
How come you don't see that no more?
Because stupid-ass little kids kept burning themselves, and instead of freaking teaching them how to use the fucking thing correctly, because parents nowadays want to be fucking lazy, they just sue the company and get the shit taken off the shelves.
You sure it wasn't something else, something deeper than that? Easy bake little ovens.
Yeah, all right. The sticking Jewish action figures in them and I'm melting them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the real reason why.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Jewish people are like, they make little ovens too?
Yeah.
They're going to kill the Jewish midgets. All the Jewish midgets. Alpha Goldberg. Yay, I'm back.
Snap, we're starting to grow. We got guest six. We got Motley. I'm back, bitches. Yes!
What happened to fucking guest 1, 2, 3, and 4 that we have guest 5 and 6?
I don't know. Fuck the world. Has been molested and thoroughly violated. Wow. Not raping. We got rapes going on in the chat room. It's fucking fantastic.
Wait, did we promote rape?
Rape could
what
be...
What the fuck? I hate when I type shit and it doesn't go through.
What the fuck
is wrong with this shit? I have nothing else running on my computer. I'm not calling technical support anymore because, you know, between calling fucking East New York and fucking Compton and fucking Chinatown, I'm tired.
Okay, hold on. We got Chinatown technical support.
God damn it. All right.
Hello.
Hello?
Square root of pi here.
What?
Square root of pi. My name is Calculus. How can I help you?
Yeah.
Like, where's my car? How can I help you?
Trying to fucking... What the hell? Why can't I fucking get in the chat room? What are you doing, you faggot?
I'm not doing nothing. It shows that you're on. It's your computer.
It's not my computer. I think it's gay-ass talk show. It doesn't let me fucking chat. I'm trying to, like, say fucking fuck. It doesn't work. Look, I'm typing in shit. Is that coming up? Huh?
I see nothing. I see nothing.
God damn it.
Oh, well. I cannot remember what made us think that we were wise. We will never compromise. Why the fuck am I singing this fucking damn song?
I never even heard that shit.
Yeah.
Man, fucking show sucks, man.
Yeah.
I'm fucking
anyways, yeah, we got guest six and Motley freaking raping each other here. And Thomas is a no-show. Guest four, I don't know what's going on with guest four. Let me see. No, oh, shit.
What, they fucking left?
Yeah.
Fuck, and I'm going to have a Heineken.
Mmm, delicious.
I haven't had fucking beer in a long time. Got to start it up early. Maybe this will fucking ease the show. No, we should do a show drunk. Maybe tomorrow. I'm not kidding. I'll get a six-pack of Coronas. Which to you is probably like one.
Yeah, Corona. Shit, if you're going to get all that, might as well get the good stuff, you know?
Like what? A bottle of Henny?
Get some Perrier. Now, the thing is, I don't know. Because I don't know if I could be able to fight you back drunk because I know you will try to rape me.
Yeah, all right. I already told you, I don't like my chicks big.
No, Benny, I'm not like this, Benny. Not like this.
Yeah, you like your chicks big. Every chick you know is big. Except for one chick who's melting away like the abominable snow person.
Hmm.
If you put all the chicks together, they probably equal like the same weight of like the entire state of Rhode Island.
Right.
So you know what? I am saying there's something wrong with that. I don't like them big, plain and simple. So if you're big, do not holler at me.
What about Jewish?
Not me either. After FEMA, I used to like Jews before, and then I met him, and then it's like I don't like them no more. Oh, this fucking Heineken went bad. What the hell's going on? This shit is mad sour.
Ugh.
I've been noticing that. Either I don't like Coronas anymore, I mean, Heinekens, or they're just fucking going bad.
check the date. There's a first date on them sons of bitches.
What's a fucking date on his beer? There's no fucking date.
I hate small chicks, Motley said. Motley, you know what? Angel, can you send us some booby pics, please?
Ugh, I can't drink this shit. Fucking the Heineken went bad. It's disgusting. What kind of fucking country we live in if fucking beer can't even be fresh? Man, well, I'm really fucking pissed off. Huh?
Iraq.
What about Iraq?
That's the country we live in right now.
Yeah.
Oh. Oh, I was answering your question, asshole.
Yeah, that was fucking hilarious. So fucking hilarious, I really did forget to laugh. I think you know what you have to do, brother man.
Oh, man.
Ready? Ready to kill yourself?
Yes.
For the greater cause of
decent
radio?
I fuck fat chicks on the first date. Yeah.
It really does sound like a muffled fucking bomb. You know what it sounds like? It sounds like a fucking, what an Arab hears when they have like clogged ears, you know? They're like, hello, hello. It sounds like a fucked up bomb.
Yeah, this is fucking, I think we're going to have to try now live.
Why?
I don't know if this is how it's going to fucking be. Oh, fuck.
Why, now live offers, we can play music and shit like that?
Yeah.
No, we had it pretty nice at Blog Talk. Now that we see. Are we observing the wrongs of our ways?
Fuck that, I ain't going back. Fuck that.
On your knees.
Fuck that shit. I'd rather die on my feet than live on my knees. Well, why does that fucking thing go?
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. But you suck dick, so you can't. It doesn't apply to you. You already live on your knees, bitch boy.
I love my nieces. Yeah, I'd rather die on my feet than to live on my knees. There you go.
Yeah, that's what you said, you fucking idiot.
No, I was just Googling to see if I got it right.
You have to Google it after I told you so?
Yeah, I don't fucking trust your ass.
Yeah, I'm more educated than you are. I love my nieces. I love them.
Yeah.
You know what I call them? Little whores. In the making.
Alrighty then.
Right, you have two little whores in the making for nieces.
And yet they'll still have more class than you.
Oh, no, brother, I have too much class. I can't afford to give any away, though.
Yeah, last class.
Well, I wouldn't want to give any of my class away.
Yeah, well.
Not to a group of people that don't have any class.
Mm-hmm.
Do they know that you're an uncle? Unofficially? Yes. Yes, people.
Yes, they know.
Louis B. is an unofficial doofus. He's an uncle. Unofficial uncle to children he's never seen.
Not yet.
In person.
Not yet.
Have you seen him, like, in photos? Do they fit?
Or is it panoramic? Why you gotta blow up my spot like that, son? Why you gotta blow up my spot?
What spot am I blowing up?
Ah, damn.
You get so sensitive over everything, I swear.
What? Hey, look.
No wonder why you correspond.
I've never met those little girls. Yeah,
no wonder why
right.
You correspond with Justin Tunes. He's your little buddy, right?
Oh, fuck.
Tell him how you sent an ass pic.
Ooh, Ali likes riding cock. What? Huh? What? She likes riding cock? Wow.
Yeah. He sends ass pics to Justin Tunes.
I didn't send no ass pics to Justin Tunes.
Yeah, you did.
No, I didn't. I was somebody else wanted me, a female wanted me to freaking show my ass. Justice Wounds just took a fucking screenshot of my ass.
You panty wearer?
Jesus.
What size panties you wear? Holy shit.
Yeah. No, I do not get gay. In fact, not for nothing. Speaking about the gay, freaking all the gays want to fuck Benny. I'm not no gays type, but, you know, which is fine. I don't care. But, yeah, we got freaking Pat wants to fuck the shit out of Benny. We got Justin Tunes that wants to fuck the shit out of Benny. Yeah. You are a freaking gay heartthrob, my friend. You are the fucking Menudo to the homosexual species.
Oh, man. You know what? They're trying to get to me to get to you, big boy.
Not really.
They like them big. Like them beefy. Like them full of life.
But you're easy to hold down and butt rave, dude.
Oh, you're more, they like someone who's full of life. I'm telling you, I think Blog Talk was a lot better than Talk Show.
Oh, God.
Because did you see what it is to fucking call in? It's a whole fucking process. And you have to set up a PIN number. That's ridiculous. How the fuck did they get, like, just people to call in if they got to set up a PIN? You see that? Yeah, it really took me half an hour to call in. That shit was mad annoying. I had to fucking call in, then you got to put the show's fucking password. Then you had to put your own PIN. It was like, yo, I'm not trying to fucking make a withdrawal from my checking account. I'm trying to call.
Well, shit, we're fucked now. I mean, come on.
How are we fucked?
Shit, how do you... I mean, seriously, dude.
I just farted. That's how I feel. Look what we'll do. Under the guise of me, we'll sign and we'll make another show.
No, I'm not going through that shit again.
We'll call it the Benny Carnero Show because that's what it really is. I get the ratings.
Oh, fuck you. That is not fucking... Oh, God.
Call it the Benny Carnero Show featuring his beloved sidekick, FEMA. We don't even need your ass anymore. Fuck your skits.
All right. Have fun with that one.
I'll hang out with your nieces, you little bitch.
Yeah, I will.
Have some ice cream. Oh, I'm going.
Yep.
Fucking.
Yeah.
You're a disgrace.
Yeah.
No, seriously. You can already get the feeling that Talk Show's whack. The name, Talk Shoe. When the fuck does a shoe talk? Think about it. How fucking stupid is it? There's no relationship between feet and talking. You could put feet in your mouth. Yeah, you can have a foot fetish.
What's wiretapper anywheres? Hold on, we got people talking in the chat room who have fucking more class than you. Damn.
I can't even see that shit.
That's because you're fucking...
Ridiculous ass fucking chat room, which the chat room in Blog Talk at least works.
Yeah.
This gay ass shit. I fucking write two comments and then it like freezes up.
Okay, wiretapper anywhere. Okay. Look into
that.
Use Skype.
What?
Wiretap Anywhere lets you record Skype, iChat, more. Huh. You can make a fucking soundboard. Ah, but that's for fucking Mac for fucking Macintosh. And how much does it fucking cost?
Okay, you know who PC is getting, right? Microsoft and all that.
Cool.
They just spent a whole bunch of money on getting Jerry Seinfeld. You know how they be having that Macintosh commercial with that guy Jerry Long or whatever his name, Justin Long?
Yeah. Damn, like $129. Fuck that shit.
What?
$129 for that fucking software. Fuck that shit.
We gotta regroup.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, God. This. Yeah.
Damn you, Blog Talk!
Damn. Fucking fucking damn restrictive ass bullshit.
Damn you!
Fucking, it is some bullshit.
I think we had a broader range of people on Blog Talk than we did on Talk Show. Than we do on
This is our fucking first show. Fucking relax.
I am relaxed. I'm just stating that sometimes first impressions is everything.
You want to take another week off and try to do the friggin'.
I don't know. We got to see who gives us the broadest range of people to speak to. I don't think anyone listens on Talk Show.
Dude, we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 people listening right now.
That's crap. Fucking bullshit trash. What is this, fucking UPN9? This ain't fucking black radio. White man's radio. Speak to the white people. Which out of the 9, probably 9 aren't white. And one of them's probably the spies for fucking Talk Show. Because I like to call it Talk Jew.
God damn it. Fuck it. Let's just end the fucking show now, then.
Why? You that mad?
Yeah, right now I'm just like, this shit ain't working out.
Gotta regroup.
How the fuck are we gonna regroup?
Need to go back to Blog Talk.
No, fuck that shit. I'm not going back to Blog Talk.
What?
The shit is whack. That shit is whack. I don't want to deal with this motherfucker again. Because we're not going to change. I don't want to change the fucking show. Fucking that fucking place is whack as hell. What the fuck, you know. And what, we're going to have to change the fucking name of the show again? No, fuck you. No, hell no. No. Fucking that John Sweet motherfucker. That fucking place sucks. Can't talk about this. You can't talk about that. Fucking anybody could fucking inform on your ass. And that's it.
Let's call it the new We Don't Like Obama show. Or Fuck Obama show.
Yeah, or, and then some wise ass will fucking send an email. Oh, I was thoroughly offended. And then we'll get a fucking email from this motherfucker. No, no. Fuck him.
Well, we'll call it the Crotch Fuck Obama Shot Show. Crotch shot still.
No, because then we're fucking helping them out, and I don't want to fucking start crawling right back to them.
You know what's funny? I was listening to the shows you put in, and you
didn't
really hear the Blog Talk in the beginning. It's like, Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, I know. I should have edited them.
Edited them?
I should have edited them. Yeah, what?
Edited them?
Edit them, yes.
There's a T in it, Dick.
Edit them. All right, fuck.
Edited them.
Shut up.
Edit them. Add an addendum. Try to say that 10 times fast. Add an addendum.
Oh, man. Nah, man. This is bullshit. I'm telling you nah. I can't stand that shit. Fuck Blog Talk, man.
We need them.
No, we don't. Let's at least. Oh, God. Damn it.
Talk Jew is not helping.
This is our first fucking show. Fucking relax. Jesus. We didn't start off on the other one with, you know. Come on. Jesus.
It's so funny to get you mad. It's like hilarious. Oh my God, you're too fucking easy. Oh shit. I don't even have to play a part. I could just fucking like bullshit and you'll fucking fall right for it. You're like a fucking 15-year-old bitch. It's hilarious. You're like, oh my God, what? God damn, what?
I was kidding. Yes. Fuck you. Fuck you.
What a loser bitch you are.
Sucker, huh?
Test out the waters.
Yeah, well, right
who
now,
runs
right
this
now.
Bullshit, anyways. Who runs talk show?
Fuck if I know.
You don't even know? Well, he's eventually going to hear. Well, I'm saying he, because no bitch does anything anyways. It's got to be a guy. He'll probably fucking email us or call us or be like, oh, yeah, you couldn't say that. You know what? Fuck you in the hole you fell out of, bitch.
Yeah, whatever.
Jesus doesn't exist. Same like Santa. You think Santa and Jesus hang out? What a joke that fucking religion shit is. There was something the other day that I realized how religion is mad dumb. Okay. I was thinking, you know how there was Adam and Eve?
Yeah.
Humor me on this. Humor, listen. Boys and girls, you might fucking learn something. Look, when Adam and Eve was around and God told them this, this, and that, was there religion?
No.
Okay. Then, like, from the time of Adam and Eve, we have no number, right? There's no number. Because, you know, history is based on dates, right, and numbers.
Mm.
So we don't have an exact time. So from when, from all that time, and then Jesus came later, what was going on?
Hmm.
You have to go back to the fucking Torah, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, see, it just doesn't... So then, like, according to the Christians, time wasn't... There really wasn't nothing going on. You had the Old Testament, which I remember reading that shit. It's like every other child, you have no choice but to learn religion, you know. Nobody ever gives you a choice, religion or no. It's always just religion. There wasn't much going on. They didn't have anything organized. There was no Christianity. How come Jesus had to come down to explain that? If that's something that's so universal, this idea of God, shouldn't you have known that there was a God before anyways? Why did somebody have to tell you that there was a God? It's like, do I have to tell you to masturbate?
You actually do like to call me and ask me if I have, and if not, to do it on the phone for you, and I'm like, okay.
Did I have to tell you that when you see a vagina, it's going to make you horny?
No.
Oh, you don't see vagina. Okay, when you see a woman with her clothes on walking in your neighborhood, your white suburbia neighborhood, did I have to tell you to be attracted to them?
No, of course not.
Yeah, that's the whole point. So if those things come natural, why is it the idea of God had to be taught? And the teachings of God had to be taught? It doesn't make sense to me. I was really thinking about that shit. I'm like, wait. Don't you think Adam and Eve would have perpetuated the idea of God so far down along the lines that the Romans would have known that shit before Jesus even came? How come the Romans missed all that? And in fact, I was watching the History Channel. They were showing how, like, the, you know, Charlemagne and his peoples used to fucking kill people if they didn't believe in God. Is that fair? Is that what God's about? Killing you if you don't believe? Sounds like enforcement to me. Doesn't it sound like a mafia? Doesn't a mafia do that? Kill people if they don't do what they're supposed to?
Mm-hmm.
Or what they told? How is that fair? It's like this country. This country does the same. Good thing I'm glad you brought up Iraq. Is that fair? Like, oh, you guys are not democratic? Let's go kill you. Is that fair? How old is democracy? It goes back to the days of the stupid
Greeks. Well, that's the thing. We're not a democracy. It's a republic.
We're what?
We are a republic.
And what's the difference between a republic and a democracy?
Good question.
Yeah, because many countries are republics. You got the Republic of China. So then we're similar to that of China?
Republic. A republic is a state or country that is not led by a hierarchy monarch, but in which people, or at least parts of its people, have impact on its government. The word originates from the Latin term res publica, which translates as public thing or public matter.
Okay, and what's the definition of the democracy?
Democracy is a system of government by which political sovereignty is retained by the people and exercised directly by citizens. In modern times, it has also been used to refer to a constitutional republic. Okay, so I guess both terms are correct.
Yeah, and you're a fucking idiot.
Yeah, suck it.
We are a democratic country, even though we have a Republican in the White House.
No, I mean, republic doesn't mean it's necessary of the Republican Party.
Touche. But you're gay.
You're gay.
I say, in the month of May.
You'll
pay. But anyways, it's just, it's so ridiculous, this country. It's just so... They were getting so fucking wrapped up in this idea of who fucking Obama was going to pick. Remember? And he was going to send it in a text message. You know how pretentious that is? What's wrong with this country and this fucking goddamn text message and garbage? What happened to the good old days of talking to people face-to-face?
Dude, you know, I had to freaking get the unlimited plan because you were nagging me. You mean you're gay because you have a cell phone and you can't do text messaging?
Who the fuck did I say that? You calling me a hypocrite?
You said that to me. You said that to me, you fucking douchebag.
So you're calling me out as a hypocrite?
Yes, I'm calling you out as a fucking douchebag as well.
You don't have your douchebag clip.
Now go sit in the fucking corner and jerk off to the freaking Tony Bennett.
There's other Italian singers, you asshole.
Wait, you want
to
be
the fucking who? Who the fuck do you jerk off to? Desi Arnaz and Babalu?
Babalu, no. You could have said at least Tito Puente and the Congas. I mean, come on.
Fuck it, you jerk off to Desi.
He's a Cuban, old school. And Tito Puente isn't old school. What's wrong with you?
What's wrong with you, Meg?
What's going on with you, man? Look here, man.
Hey, fuck you, man.
Yeah, man.
I was doing that. I was in the shower, and I was just making myself laugh. To all the listeners, that's like the most fun to have in the world. At least I can see my dick.
I can see my dick, too.
Yeah, after a lot of maneuvering.
Contrary to popular belief, fat guy can see his dick. Unlike Benny. Who plays with
him? I see my cock all the time. I don't have something on top of my cock.
Yeah, because you're fucking single. No girl or chick will want to sit on it.
What is this, the blind leading the deaf?
Yeah, well. Fucking went to go get me some water.
Yeah, go back to Long Island.
Yes, Molly, yes, you could see my dick in your mouth.
Go back to Long Island. Go finish your business. Go to... What the fuck? You really did get water?
Mm-hmm.
Fucking dehydrated fucking douchebag. How you get up like that and disrespect the fucking listeners?
Shut up, man. You fucking go and you test live on the air, so don't come at me with that bullshit.
Yeah, I'm peeing, but I'm still on the fucking air. I don't fucking bounce and piss. I let them listen to the fact that I am pissing.
Hey, I took you guys with me.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did. I didn't put the fucking phone down.
Yeah, my balls. You're so fucking lazy. You probably left everything there. You're probably drinking out of a straw as not to pick up the fucking glass and bring it to your mouth.
Excuse me, I'm drinking directly from the jug, so.
That's the only jug you fuck with.
What?
The only jug you fuck with. The last time you see the set of jugs. You can't even afford to buy the magazine.
Last night, remember? Your mom, I'm your daddy, remember? How you think I made you, bitch?
Mathematically, that's an impossibility.
Oh, you there you go.
It's been a long time since you've been in school. I know, they cut financial aid, right? Now why you now you're manufacturing crystal meth? Like the other Mexicans and South
actually America. I manufacture crystal light.
What a fucking joke that is. You know how many fat people I see drinking that shit? It's like, that's not what's going to make you slimmer.
No.
If you can't drink water without it being sweetened, then you got a fucking problem. Then you're fucking, like, beyond fat. It's like you're having a fucking cake and you're adding salt to it. In order to eat the cake, it's like, you know, come on. I'm going to go back to my computer. Oh, it's already... What time is it? How much more to this bastard show?
God, let's see. 30 more minutes.
I can't even contribute in a fucking... What a gayness. We are live, 9 live listeners. What a fucking joke. What a joke. You're a fucking joke.
You're a fucking joke. Fucking pull your fucking weight, asshole.
I am pulling my fucking weight.
You're fucking complaining like a bitch. You're the fucking weak bitch. You're freaking too busy fucking complaining like a fucking yenta.
Like a what?
Yenta. Like a yenta.
Don't speak Jew talk to me. I don't speak that.
Yeah. Yes, you do.
I don't live in the Lower East Side and wear trendy clothing. I have a West Side apartment.
I have the Lux apartment. Yo, I fucking hate my neighborhood. Fucking, my first neighborhood sucks.
What?
Fucking hate my neighborhood.
Don't move out.
Shit.
And move the fuck out. You know what we need to do? I think we need to cut the show to 1 hour instead of 2.
And so we fucking get the fucking bugs fixed.
What? No, not even that. I think it's just easier to do a 1 hour show than it is to do a 2 hour show.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Oh, I think I found something here. Something that's going to help the show, because one of these chicks actually suggested that we get this a program, for the show to help the show so that we can stream audio. I found a different brand, same type of program, but different brand because it's for PC. Because the one they gave us was for fucking Mac. Fuck a Mac.
Funny, because you're the farthest from being a Mac.
And you. Aha. Thomas is not a chick. All right. We got two chicks. Oh, No, all right, no. Thomas told us about wiretap or anywhere, but it helps us not because I don't have Mac. And if you have Mac, Thomas, you're gay.
So now you're going to be bad cop?
Yeah, fuck it. I might as well be fucking bad cop.
You think you fucking suck at it, though.
Yeah, well.
You don't have hate in your heart. That's the problem.
Because I don't have hate in my heart. You freaking make it. You really, really.
Oh, I love my nieces. The fucking faggot. I love them. How do you love somebody else's children? You know that's more like sounds like a pedophile more than anything. Think about it. You love someone's children that are not yours. You're not related to them. You have no biological connection whatsoever. Does that not make you a pedophile?
No, it does not, because I do not have sexual feelings towards them.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm pretty damn sure.
Maybe at night, something comes out.
I'm pretty damn sure that's how it goes. There's nothing sexual about it. It's more of But you wouldn't understand. So, yeah.
What?
Yeah. Now, right now, I'm trying to download Total Recorder so that way we can get this shit done and hopefully we'll cut the bullshit out.
We should cut it down from 2 hours to less.
Yeah. Well, I can end the fucking show now.
Why?
What?
Why?
So that way we don't have to fucking worry about the last 30 minutes. We just fucking, yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the fucking first fucking show, and we still got some bugs to freaking kick out. Don't worry. Please come back. It'll be a whole hell of a lot better. This has been the Crotch Shot Radio Show. Motley, you know I love you. You know I love you. I love Motley. Because I want to do her. Yeah. Yeah. I don't care if her boyfriend watches. I'll freaking tie him up and make him watch me bang the shit out of her. And she'll make sounds that he could never make. As soon as I make her go, then I know she's mine. Have you ever made a go-go?
Not that beast.
No. Yeah. All right. Anyway, this has been the Crotch Shot Radio Show, and I've been Louis B. Birkin, Benny Carnero. We'll be back tomorrow, hopefully, for the fucking love and talk show. And, yeah, fuck your mothers.